Jokic just gets it off in time. It's up. Oh, it's good. Of course it goes in. Jokic from downtown. Anthony Davis just stares at him. The breathtaking performance from Nikola Jokic continues. 31 points, 19 rebounds, 12 assists. Even the desperation shots go in.
What it is? Well, hello, hello, hello. What up? Gary here. Welcome to Hoops and Cards. Friends, it has been a minute. Or you're like, yeah, man, it's been 2 weeks or whatever it's been. I have missed you, and I'm excited to get back here today with an episode of Hoops and Cards. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, and I've had a couple of you reach out. Are you okay? Are you still doing the podcast? And thank you so much. Yes and yes, I'm good. It's been a couple of weeks of travel for work, and I've recorded an episode that I'm just not going to put out there because all of a sudden it's a week old. It was a Victor Wembanyama special, and I'll throw a bunch of that stuff at you today in today's episode, which maybe Victor's in the title, but Victor, NBA Finals, Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum, Game 7 for all the marbles, who knew? A lot of good things going on in the sports card market. I've made some deals the last week and a half that I love to talk to you about. Actually have been leveling up, like I said. Actually have been focusing and budgeting and planning for my next big purchase. Still have been digging in. Excuse me. Here's the other thing with me. It's been allergy week. I have this thing where I'm allergic to grass. I'm allergic to pollen. And in May, both of those things just attack our neighborhood where I live. So mowing the grass or cutting the grass, I don't know what you call it in your country, but there's all kinds of terms for it, even here, like cut the lawn, mow the grass, shave the blades. I don't know what do they say in your neighborhood for mowing your lawn, your yard, if you have one. All that to say, allergies, man, sneezing, itchy eyes, congested, my throat is a little strange. I feel it as I'm talking to you. Maybe you can hear it in my voice. But I am glad to be back with you. I have no plans of stopping Hoops and Cards at all, just so you know. And at the same time, going through seasons of the year where, somebody even mentioned, like, dude, bro, this is the time, man. You're supposed to be talking about it three times a week. And finals and new cards and Victor and the draft lottery. And, like, yes and no. Guys, this is something I love. You are people that I enjoy. And I enjoy the friendships and the opportunities that Hoops and Cards has afforded me. And you mean a lot to me. I want you to know that as listeners. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. But my life does not revolve around cards or this podcast. And, you know, I don't say that often. Maybe it's obvious. I think we all have lives outside of the hobby. It's easy for it to get to be time-consuming or thought-consuming when maybe there are people in your life or priorities in your life that deserve better, and you're like, no guilt trip. I'm binging right now. I'm enjoying it. Well, you do you. Go for it. I've been there with you so many times. It's just the last 2 weeks, my head and my heart have been in it, but my schedule and my allergies and my travel have not been, you know what? They've not been into actually record, edit, upload, do the YouTube channel, all those things. And the beauty of what I'm doing and how I'm doing it is, first of all, I love it. Second of all, we've been doing it for 2 years and 4 months. And those of you that listen, you know, we've gone through moments or times where I put out three or four episodes a week and talked about it, just ad nauseum in the off season, and I've been in this other place really with cards, and some of you have just we've talked about it. Hey, how many episodes are you going to make where you say don't buy stuff right now? And my answer to that is, hey, good point. I've talked about that a lot, and I am buying some things now because I see some good deals out there. But what about you? What about the opportunities in the card market? What about the opportunity really right now that you might see for Jamal Murray or for the Joker or for anything or anyone else? Michael Porter Jr., Caleb Martin, I got an incredible story to tell you. Might as well just jump right into that. I was at a card shop, All-Star Sports, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So shout out to my new buddy, Jordan. Thanks for the bundle deal as I was leveling up, trying to get, mainly, I didn't even know what I was going to buy it that day. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going Patrick Mahomes. I'm going big time Patrick Mahomes rookie. And once that was on the table and I was considering, you know, leveraging some of my other things, selling some of my other things to do that, then I was like, well, what else should I get in this deal? What else interests me? And, you know, of course, Tyrese Maxey, there was a silver prism that's well centered. I can't help myself, kids. I can't help myself. He's still my dude. Tyrese Maxey, off-season buy. Absolutely. But one of the cards that caught my eye, actually, I'll tell you both of them. One was, and this was about 10 days ago, a Lonnie Walker Silver Prism PSA 10. Lonnie Walker, he of the Lakers' surprising playoff run. And I just want to shout out anyone who was, you know, dancing on LeBron's loss to Denver. Just remember that nobody had the Lakers making the playoffs 2 months ago. Nobody had them making the play-in. And nobody had them beating the Memphis Grizzlies. Not only did they do that, they beat Memphis. They beat Golden State. I mean, and LeBron's 38 years old, playing games like triple-doubles. Friends, he's doing stuff that, you know, he did everything he could to get his team way farther than they probably should have gone. And so, you know, it was probably strange for him to be on the other side of the court from guys that, man, they could have helped. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's over there nailing threes for Denver and just making it so difficult. But all that to say, the Lonnie Walker in this store had a $24.99 price tag on it. And he's like, oh, yeah, we probably should change that price. It's probably been selling for higher. And I'm like, probably, but I haven't looked at comps, and I don't like buying impulse anymore. But I'm like, Lonnie Walker, silver PSA 10. He's had some big playoff moments. It's only a four-year-old card, silver PSA 10. I'll keep saying it. So I'm like, yeah, okay, that could be in the deal. And then I dug through all their $5 and their auto and relic boxes. I even went through, like, the dollar boxes. And I'm like, you know what? Here's another interesting card of a role player on a team that could make it to the finals who's having some massive games, and that's Caleb Martin, immaculate, number to 99, autograph card, rookie, gold foil printing. I think he had $14.99 on it. And he's like, I'll do $10 for that. I'm like, well, let's throw that in just in case. Similar to Lonnie Walker. Look, he's a young player getting big minutes on a big stage. If nothing else, I'll keep it and sell it to a Miami fan in the fall. You know, like, I don't know. $10? All right. So before I even get home from this road work trip, I put both those guys on eBay. The Lonnie that I paid, I want to say it was $20 to $24 in the bundle deal. Lonnie Walker, I put $59 or best offer, and it sold like the next day. So bought it for $24, sold it for $59, paid eBay their $6, and I end up making like double my money. Yay! That was, you know, well worth it. Helped me towards the paying, which I did. I did buy. When you're going to use cash or use your credit card and pay for a bundle deal, I think they give you more, especially first-time shopper. Again, Jordan, thanks for it. You want me to come back? Done. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for you. Whatever basketball cards or grails I could find at your store, I'm going to be back. Grand Rapids, Michigan. that Caleb Martin, I'm like, you know what? Miami's up 2-0 at this point. There's a good chance they're going to go to the finals. I'm going to put him at 99 cents auction on eBay. A number to 99, immaculate, Caleb Martin auto, rookie. How much you think that sold for? How much you think after, I want to say I put it as a, it's either a 5 or 7 day auction. Oh, here's my eBay hack. After I posted to list it, eBay said, well, would you like to pay to promote this listing, 99 cents? I'm like, sure, I haven't done that in a year. Why don't I try that, see how it goes, see if this auction, you know, does me some good. Oh buddy, oh my, this card was a whale of a deal. I already thought, you know what, I paid 10-15 bucks for this card in the deal. I bet, you know, comps for Caleb Martin autos would not surprise me if it went 30-40 bucks. How much you think it sold for? I know like three of you already went on eBay to find Caleb Martin immaculate minus the number to 99 auto. Oh, that, I wonder if that's his. Yes, it is. My Caleb Martin auction. And it was fun like listening to the bids come in all week and you can have your eBay notifications on. I'm like, oh, Caleb's up. Wow, Caleb scored 25 in a game. Nice. 18 and 9. Yes. Big shots in the fourth quarter. Uh-huh. Dude, I this is one of my best plays and stories ever. It sold for $217 plus shipping. And I got a message from the buyer saying, thank you, I'm so excited for this card. And now I'm like, oh crap, did I sell too early? Like, what if Caleb Martin makes 6 threes tomorrow night in game 7 and Miami moves on? And I'm like, dang, I had that card. I had Caleb Martin. Since everybody's trying to make up I'm him names like Himmy Butler, right? And Victor Wembanyama. Well, maybe I had Caleb Martin, who's going to beat Jason Tatum and go to the finals against Himkola Himkic or Jamal Himmy. I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the I'm him crap, but whatever it is, I got a 21X flip on my Caleb Martin. And it goes to show you sometimes buying rookie autos that you see for cheap isn't the worst idea. Even if they're role players, rookie autos, you know, if it was a rookie auto Don Russ or rookie auto Chronicles, I wouldn't have even smelled it. But it was an immaculate. These are thick and numbered to 99. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'm not getting good reception in this guy's store, but I'm guessing, going out on a limb here, a Grand Rapids limb, I didn't have any idea it was going to sell for $217. So, yeah, that helped pay, as you can imagine, for my Patrick Mahomes Optic Rookie SGC 9. So getting in at an affordable recent grail for me. But I've got a hit list now of big basketball cards, like big boy cards, or at least next level up cards for me. I'll talk more about those in a minute. And potential quarterback flips in the NFL or Shohei Ohtani flips in Major League Baseball. Some of you that are diversifying are telling me, you got to diversify. There's no money in just doing one sport or it's just going to be dead for 6 months. I'm starting to, not that I didn't agree with you before, I'm just starting to do more of that and think a little more strategically. So I'll go into some of that after the break. But I'm back. You're back. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Boy, is it great that we aren't the only podcast in town. Some of you have been like, yeah, I've enjoyed listening to Dirk Nashti and Pack to the Future and Sports Card Investor and the Jeff Wilson Show, and there's a lot of good stuff out there, but we're not going anywhere. We love it, and thank you for listening. After the break, we'll get to Victor, the finals, and some of my thoughts about leveling up in the next month if you want to do that. Now, I've been a little bit preoccupied with that in my previous episodes, but I've got some specific cards, specific guys to level up if you want to do it in the next 36 hours. in time for the finals and the Joker, or if you want to do it strategic planning for the next 9 months with me. Let's go. Let's go, Caleb Martin.
LeBron James.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
These rhinos.
That means that the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft goes to the San Antonio Spurs.
So welcome back to part two, I suppose, of today's episode. And I want to get into a little bit about Victor Wembanyama, the episode that never was, on the guy that the Spurs and the NBA are banking on for, and the card market is banking on for great things. I mean, literal bank, that his entrance into the league and his eventual dominance of the league, because he is a unicorn of unicorns. A guy that tall, that intelligent, with that sweet of an outside shot and handles, and with cards now, with autographed cards from the Bowman Inception, Bowman University. There's going to be some good stuff coming out. But for a while, the Sports Illustrated for Kids card that you could get in the January-February edition. So, yes, to Paul Hickey and whoever else said, maybe it's time that we all subscribe to Sports Illustrated for Kids, because you're always going to get some decent first cards of players like Victor Wembanyama, or in the future, Bronny James and Arch Manning. I think there's already been a Scoot Henderson. If not, guess what's next? Scoot Henderson. Spoiler alert. No, I'm just saying, you can still find copies of that January-February issue available for sale on eBay at resale prices, or you might just want to go to your library and buy their copy. I don't know. Buy their copy, and maybe they aren't selling it, but the fee for you misplacing the copy is probably the cost of an issue, whereas that Wembanyama card, I don't know if you have looked at eBay sold listings, but go do it right now. Pause the podcast. Go look at Victor Wembanyama Sports Illustrated for Kids on eBay sold listings lately, and some of them are raw cards that look very ugly because they're the perforated tear out cards that are easily damaged, easily creased, easily, and they're just flimsy cards. But some of them, I mean, even the PSA 4s, 5s, and 6s have sold for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. The PSA 8, and I might have one of these, we'll see what PSA thinks of my card, but it's selling for between $2,000 and $2,500 a card. Now, the play here is, hey man, in a few months, or hey woman, or hey lady, hey girl, in a few months, there's going to be all kinds of other Wemby cards. There's going to be, you know, eventually, Hoops, Donruss, Elite, Revolution, Court Kings, I don't know how many there'll be. There'll be Topps Chrome. That's coming out in the fall, and everybody's pumped about Topps Chrome basketball. I am too. And maybe Wemby has signed an exclusive autograph deal with Topps Chrome. or just with Fanatics, which does not yet own Panini, but they do own Panini, if you know what I'm saying. Just like LeBron owns Toronto. I don't know what you say now. Like, just like the Joker owns the Lakers. And you own the power to shut off this podcast, but you haven't done it yet. And I love you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Victor Wembanyama. Yeah. The SI for Kids cards. Here's my hope when it comes to Wembanyama, and then some ideas for you. I hope that the excitement, the hype, all those things around him, and even Fanatics' involvement with the exclusive deal and the Topps Chrome autos or refractors of Wembanyama, I hope all that stuff brings a lot of hype and excitement back to the hobby and to wax boxes. Hello. I think it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen as much or as big as Zion did, because we're still kind of on the, recovering from that ride into COVID and then up and then way down. So maybe this is the time for basketball cards at least to go back up with one of the best draft classes in a long time. Victor Wembanyama, Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson, and it really doesn't matter much after that, but the Thompson twins, Thompson bros, Amen and Asar. Sorry if I messed up your names, Thompsons, but yeah. Victor Wembanyama, and just like any rookie class, I would usually say, hey, people are going to pay a premium during that release week and the first month to 2 months that new cards of a player are out. And I usually don't love paying that premium to be the new, you know, the first one to have this card or the first one. But I do think there may be some unique buy opportunities of shorter print Wembanyamas, of breaks, of wax, excuse me, that would be worth it, both in the short term for flips or grade in flips, or for the long term, because I do believe this guy is going to be an incredible basketball player. I think a lot of us do. And I've heard some people, and I get where this is coming from, say, yeah, okay, but with that height and that kind of game, and is his body really built to take the pounding that you would in the NBA, even as a wingman who looks like a tall center that could block anybody's shots? I mean, is he going to get injured a lot? And I mean, you could say that about anybody. But just thinking about big men with injury problems, I mean, there's the Anthony Davis comparison. I hear you. But I also hear, look, Joel Embiid was injured for much of his first 4 years in the NBA, and we just kept hearing this phrase, trust the process. Embiid won the MVP this year. In his, ninth season, Embiid won the MVP. Eighth season. Here's my deal. I think one of, or maybe the worst case scenario, is that Wembanyama struggles with injuries or struggles with his development and his body type for a few years, and then eventually wins the MVP. That's one of the worst case scenarios. I think one of the best case scenarios is he's an all-star in his first year. And everything you've heard from NBA scouts is true already, that he is ready to eclipse what you've seen Paolo do. And Paolo was a borderline all-star in his rookie year. Paolo Banchero, there is no reason to expect any less from Victor Wembanyama. None. He's going to step onto the Spurs team as an instant starter, an offense built around him, a point guard, Trey Jones, who is great at sharing the ball. You've got Devin Vassell and Keldon Johnson to stretch the floor along with him. Jeremy Sochan to get some boards and be kind of do the dirty work. They're going to need to add some more muscle around Wembanyama. And I think that's going to be easier in his first few years because they'll have cap space. But I'm just saying the best case scenario is that this guy is an all-star in the first 3 months of his rookie campaign. And it's like, oh, wow. All the stuff that we, you know, all the things that were built into the Zion hype that didn't happen in his first year, they gave hope of happening his second year. But then getting hurt again and again has not helped Zion Williamson. There's no reason to think Victor Wembanyama is going to get injured and have a similar path as Zion or Joel Embiid, especially in San Antonio, where maybe they've learned from these steps that other highly touted or, you know, guys whose body types need to develop over the years to the NBA. I think the Spurs, I think Greg Popovich is smarter than that. I think they have cap flexibility to build around him. Did I say flexibility? I think they're going to do it. And at the same time, a lot of the high hopes are already going to be baked into his prices. It's up to you to decide. Am I buying at an opportunity where I could flip and sell when his hype is high during that first year? If you're buying, if you win on a break, if you're buying wax, taking some risk, but you wind up getting Victor, great. Or if you have some friends who subscribe to Sports Illustrated or you want to send one away for grading, great. Like, there are ways right now to make money on Victor. There's also ways to say, all right, buy now, get the card you want, and say, you know what, I'm just going to hold that card for 10 years. I realize there are few and fewer of us doing that, because why hold a card for 10 years when you could buy and sell it in the off season and sell during the season? Why wouldn't you do that? Well, one reason you wouldn't is if you've got a harder to find card, a limited card, or you just love having that to display and having that to flex and enjoy for yourself, great. But don't let the hype dictate what you do. I think that's the thing for me to you. Don't let the FOMO, don't let the hype, don't let what somebody else did dictate what you do. I met a friend online this week who's like, I've been buying the raw Sports Illustrated for Kids Victor cards and having them graded and reselling them, and it's been a nice profit for me and my family. I love it. That's a thing. It really is a thing. I don't know how long the SI for Kids cards, graded versions of them, are going to be at these prices, but as long as they are, that's a pretty decent strategy. So kudos to, I don't even know the guy's name. If I did, it would just be like his eBay, you know, account name. I don't know. His name's probably Wembanyama for us. I don't know what you are, but you're doing a good strategy. I'll say that. Another strategy might be to buy a few cards and then go to Summer League and have Victor grade him. If his autograph's going to be limited to Topps cards as they're printed, maybe you want to be one of those that gets card printed. Get a card signed in person. I think Wemby autos are going to be huge. Huge. I mean, could you imagine a PSA 8 Wemby autograph Sports Illustrated card? Oh! Like, the exclusive deals that some of these guys are signing with companies. Maybe CJ Stroud and Bryce Young are doing that. If they sign exclusive deals with Fanatics, guess what? Fewer access to fewer autos. That's what we're looking at least until Panini gets completely bought out. Could drive the value of those autographs up and the on-card auto, like that, what didn't come with the card, you know. So I see lots of opportunity here. I don't have concerns about Wemby and his career long-term. I think any rookie has risks built into, you know, what you think he could do or what they're going to do in their future. But hey, that's part of doing this, right? We take risks. We bet on players. We buy, we sell, we think about, we invest in players. And Wemby is as good as any option coming to the league that has happened in our lifetime. So that's my take. As far as the Heat and the Celtics and then the Nuggets, for the Nuggets, here's a guy I love as an investment right now, if you're going to flip in 2 weeks, Jamal Murray. He and Caleb Martin are probably the only two guys I feel that way about. Guys that could or probably will have huge games in the finals. Although, hey, Boston fan, maybe Caleb Martin ain't even getting there. And you're like, Gary, I'm done listening to you. What you should have said was Marcus Smart. What you should have said was Jaylen Brown. What you should have, you know what? You're right. It's 3-3. It's Jason Tatum time. I do think this game sevens are already huge enough, but it's a defining moment in the lives of two superstars, Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum. And I know Jaylen Brown should be said next. I know, but no, this is about Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum. You're either going to have on the road, beast mode, Jimmy Butler, does Boston dirty in the fourth quarter, and he is him. He takes it, right? Or Jason Tatum is going to take that next step and be the guy. Wouldn't this be his second finals appearance? This would be Jason Tatum. And I'm sure even if Jaylen Brown, like, outscores him, I'm sure during the fourth quarter, Jason Tatum is going to put this team on his back and give it his best shot. Pun intended, I want Jimmy Butler to win. Not because I don't like the Celtics, but because I like watching a guy beat the odds. The 8 seed knocking off Giannis? Uh-huh. The 8 seed knocking off the Knicks? Yep. The 8 seed knocking off the Celtics? I'm all for it. But it's going to have to go to Game 7 here without Tyler Hero and without, you know, on the road in Boston. Game 7, would love to see Jimmy go legend and do it again. So that's who I would love to see do it. Who am I predicting will do it? Guys, that's a different story. That's a different story. What I see in Boston is a team with a variety of scorers. I see in Boston what I see in Denver. You've got your big names, Tatum and Brown, just like Jokic and Murray. But you've got all these side pieces that can score in bunches as needed. You've got Marcus Smart. You've got Grant Williams. You've got Derek White. You've got Malcolm Brogdon. You've got Al Horford, who could get hot from three and be a difference maker. All that stuff. It reminds me of the guys Denver has. Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They've got guys who can step up and make big shots. I just don't see Miami beating the Celtics in Game 7 in Boston. I just don't see it happening. I think these last three games, you've seen Marcus Smart really step up his offensive game, and you've seen major minutes and points from Derek White. And so that's where I'm at. I think Boston takes it, and they're all glad they've got at least a couple days until going to Denver to get their butts kicked. I think Denver over Boston in 5, maybe 6. And those people that bought Jamal Murray today and sold him in 10 days will look back at me and say, thank you for that good idea, Gary. Thank you for suggesting that we buy Joker and then sell him in 10 days. Thank you for suggesting, right, that whichever team wins Game 7, you go out and buy and see if you can flip one of their unsung heroes. Caleb Martin could be one. Derek White could be one. I really like Jaylen Brown overall as a player. And I really like Tatum, of course, and Jimmy Butler. But if they lose, watch their cards drop, baby. Watch them drop. I'm pumped to see how the season winds down with the draft and things coming up. I can't remember if I was going to say more, maybe about deals that I've made. I've done a little bit of that Wembanyama Sports Illustrated thing. That has been super helpful. Focusing in on quarterbacks, my guys that I'm looking at are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and most importantly, Jalen Hurts. So right now, looking at football players that I can buy, because nobody's talking about football preseason yet. But guess what? In a month, like when it gets to early July and people start talking about training camps, football time, baby. I know football cards are always popular, right? Football cards are always popular. But what I'm saying is buy now before the hype train really gets going. And for the ramp up to the season, the excitement there about Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts, man, I think there's some opportunities. I'm already taking advantage of them, buying and selling quarterbacks. I am waiting, unless I find a Caleb Martin auto or a Lonnie Walker silver PSA 10 for $20. I'm waiting a lot on basketball, putting some things in my searches, putting bids out there on Jamal Murray's, and making my list, my shopping list, like we all should for October and November. So, guys, it has been awesome to be back with you. Thank you for listening. Send me any feedback, shout out, ideas at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. I always love hearing from you. By the way, if you're using Market Movers app, or if you want to with Sports Card Investor, use the promo code Hoops and Cards and you get a sweet discount on at least your first month and then a discount moving forward. They've been really good to us. I use the Market Movers app and love it. So promo code Hoops and Cards either there or at nooffseason.com. Paul Hippe and the Sports Card Strategy Show. Yeah, you guys rock. Go to nooffseason.com. Use that promo code, Hoops and Cards. Hoops and Cards. A-N-D. Not and. Not ampersand. Not and symbol. Not plus sign. A-N-D. Hoops. A-N-D. Cards. Boom shakalaka. How's that for an NBA Jam reference? I'm hyper today. I love you guys. Thanks for listening from all the way to from Melbourne, Australia, to Houston, Texas, to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Frankfurt, Germany. You guys are the best. Have a great weekend. Let me know your takes. Let me know your deals. Let me know what you're buying, what's worked for you, and tell me what you're doing with Wemby. Should we stop calling him Wemby? That sounds like a little, you know, stuffed animal. Hey, it's Wemby the whale. I don't know, like just Victor. Put the V back in Victor. Have a great week. See ya. Bye.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then. Thank you.